This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's going to be a famous 4.5 minutes, today's total solar eclipse, if you can see it.
Forecasters are calling for clouds along much of the narrow corridor in North America, where millions of spectators hope to catch a total solar eclipse. The best weather is expected in Vermont and Maine, as well as New Brunswick and Newfoundland, Canada. The eclipse begins in the Pacific and makes landfall at Mazatlan, Mexico, where NASA astronomer Brian Day has been posted up.
Clouds like this, we should still be able to see things like the Diamond Ring, and the chromosphere and inner corona.
The totality shadow crosses into Texas in San Antonio, maxing out at 1:36 p.m., while in Cleveland it peaks around 3:13 p.m., and up in Maine around 3:32 p.m. Almost everyone in North America is guaranteed at least a partial eclipse, weather permitting. I'm Jennifer King.
Israel says its army is getting ready to move into Hamas's last stronghold, Rafah, where almost 1.5 million people are sheltering. The prospect of an offensive there has set the world on edge. The U.S. is demanding to see a credible plan to protect civilians. Ukraine is denying Russian accusations that it fired drones at a nuclear reactor in Ukraine that the Russians have been occupying. The Vatican says sex change operations and surrogacy are threats to human dignity. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
The Vatican flat out rejected gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It said God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings, and said they must not tinker with that plan or try to make oneself God. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Are you keeping an eye on those gas prices? Gas is about $3.60 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, up 20 cents in a month. Highest gas prices are in the West. This is AP News. And now here's the AP Entertainment Update.
Actors Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher are splitting up. They say they filed for divorce last year after more than 20 years together and 13 years of marriage. They have two daughters and a son. Let's get it on till the early morning. Sean Paul will start what he's calling his greatest tour, May 2nd in Orlando, Florida. It's been 21 years since his song Get Busy was a hit, and Paul says he's married with kids now.
It's changed for me now, because when I say get busy, it's like I'm telling the kids to do their homework or clean stuff up.
Saturday was ABBA Day around the world, with flash mobs, disco parties, and tribute acts marking the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest with Waterloo. The band members say it's slightly dizzying and deeply humbling that their music still resonates. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.